Jim, would you mind saying a prayer for us real quick before we get started?
Our Heavenly and Almighty Father, we humbly come before you this time. Father, we pray that you be with us as we discuss the business of this congregation. We pray, Father, that all the decisions we make here are according to your will. We pray, Father, that the decisions we make here will broaden the borders of your kingdom here in this community and help this congregation grow. We pray, Father, that you be with all of us as that we make those decisions based on your word. We pray all these things through yourself. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. All right, so first thing, expenses. I'm going through, that we've got that new Quicken software that I'm using, and so there are pretty much everything's categorized. There's a couple on me. Like, it looks like I missed one uncategorized, so I'll go back and see if I can figure that out. But everything's pretty much where it should be as far as the classification of the spending, and this is last month's expenses and contributions. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. The second thing I've got on the agenda for today, update on Cassie. Has anybody had any success in getting a hold of her? I reached out to her via text and I didn't get any response from her, which I think that's pretty much what I've understood to be the fact for most. So
just dawned on me that I told John I have a letter ready and it's not. I just everything else, so I need to write that letter. And,
okay.
Maybe we just spend there to next Sunday or something.
Okay.
I won't take long.
Okay. That's fine. Next Sunday, then we'll have a quick meeting to you can get that letter ready for us and we can have that read the following week. Anything else on that?
I may have missed it. What was the letter?
Just to acknowledge that she's not doing well. And
I was talking with Stan about it last month. And so I'm feeling kind of negligent because Cassie's relationship with the church and relationship with Ian was obvious to me that it was not well over a year ago. And I think I assumed that because it was obvious to me, it was obvious to everyone else, so I just never talked about it. And I reached out to her a few times, and I've been reaching out to her for about a year now. And she's not been responsive for about a year now. And so, I don't know, it seemed to me that some folk thought that this was a fairly recent development. So I wanted people to realize that it's really not. It's been almost 18 months, maybe longer, 18 months since I noticed it, right? Who knows how long it's gone before I noticed it. So really that needs to be a caution to us, right? That, we can't withdraw from Cassie, right? Because she ain't here. We can't withdraw from something we're not around. We're not around her anymore. She withdrew from us over a year ago. So the only way for us really to effectively prevent that is, A, to be involved in people's lives, which we've been trying to be better about, right? Such that withdrawing can be done while people are around and has effect, such that when you withdraw, it actually changes something. It's like, I'm not going to do anything social with you. I never did anything social with you. Then what's the impact going to be on you in that case? So I wanted to bring that up. Not for discussion, just needed to be said.
Certainly. The next thing I have on the agenda, just update on the security system. So we mentioned a few months ago getting someone out to from Interface to check that out. I don't believe that's been done, right? But is anybody called?
I thought, I thought Josh promised me he would call tonight.
Okay, it'd be nice. Remind your dad.
I don't know nothing about
I'm not saying, just like, I'm not blaming you.
I thought so. Saying, I thought the same thing.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember.
Who's going to try to.
Okay.
It's, I don't. We used to have their number, right? It may still be on the wall. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find a number somewhere.
I think it might be on a sticker on the box.
I mean, we have some.
By the pad?
We have some real problems. I think one of the doors is not registered.
Yeah, it's the. So, interface is a security system.
Yeah.
So, I'll remind me. I just know John, I know he's dealt with him in the past, so we need to remind him about that to get that updated.
The same way to think about what he's done, that there's a broken limb on that big oak tree, on the other side, on that side, right by the back. And he's been cutting that off, cutting it up. And he's not here, but it may be that we need to have a sun service or something to come in and do some of that. It's a big job.
Yeah, I just haven't had the time. I planned on hauling that off, coming down here and shutting it up and just hauling it off myself.
Oh, for sure. Wow. That's a good firewood for somebody.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It's
about
that big round.
Yeah,
it's not fit in the back of a Ford Ranger.
Yeah,
well, I have a tree truck to haul it off.
The branch is like a tree truck itself.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
but again, the other thing I'm thinking about is that maybe just for when the summer comes along, for the purpose of being able to actually mow the lawn back there, that tree, maybe the one right there, should be trimmed and some of the stuff be raised up because it's getting mowed.
And I know we've got a lot of excess limbs and stuff over the last couple years that we throw over there that need to be mulched as well. And I remember when we hired that company, I forget who it was, but when we hired them to cut a couple of trees down and grind some stumps, it wasn't much of a cost extra to get all the other stuff we had out there. They put that through their shredder and grinded that up too, so we'll look into that this spring or summer. Certainly something to keep in mind. So that's all that I had as far as today's agenda. One thing new that Dad did mention that wasn't on the agenda is asking about Naomi. Can you kind of just give us a quick update and then go from there, because what we're wondering is there's any benevolence that needs to be, you know, to get her checked out, basically.
Since her wreck on Halloween, whenever she eats anything, doesn't matter if it's spicy, if it's, you know, crackers, like anything, she gets really nauseous. And how long she feels nauseous after she eats varies a lot, but it's gotten to the point that she's lost a lot of weight over since November, because, you know, you're sick you feel nauseous to your stomach hours on end, she last thing you want to do is consume food. And her parents are anti-doctor, anti-medicine, I don't know, they're weird.
That's what she told me.
They're going out of town the 14th to the 16th, and she was talking to Miss Tietze about FSA or something. But I got her, I was told by her from Miss Tietze to make an appointment. We did it when they're out of town. It's on Valentine's Day, actually. We're ready to go. Hopefully figure something out with that. But like, we tried stuff that my mom suggested for her stomach and, you know, Rachel gave her some stuff.
Yeah.
And nothing's really helped. She's just progressively.
Well, yeah, it sounds like she definitely needs to get checked out. As far as the funds I'm paying for it, is she, what about that part of the situation?
Maybe he's wanting to, like, help her out to get that
initial appointment.
Initially, to at least get in.
Okay. Because I know that was some of the issue too, as far as I know, the parents, and then also the funds for it, and getting, you know, as far as getting it checked out and stuff. So.
Well, she definitely needs something. Yeah. She doesn't have much money right now.
Right. Well, it's just want to make sure that's being taken care of. It sounds like it is to this point. Of course, if you know anything changes, then let us know and go from there. Appreciate you know, you being able to help out with that.
Can I say one thing about that?
Yeah, go
ahead. I was thinking about that too. We talked about saints that are in need of one-time help or whatever the case may be. We do it in the Philippines and in other places, and we've done it with our elderly in the past. But and we've always, of course, expend a lot of energy trying to help those who have fallen into disrepute or have problems and are repentant and that kind of thing. But Naomi's doing a great job, and Isaiah has mentioned in passing that she has conflict with her parents, and I won't get into that because that's really a whole lot of our business. But the fact is that she is maintaining her faithfulness. And she is very, very dedicated as a child of God, despite the fact that she's got a lot more that she has to deal with than what most of us do. And she is truly in need. So I would like to encourage, I appreciate you and Debbie helping her in that regard. But this is something, not going to a doctor months and months, and this it's not going away. So we do need to get her checked out medications and make sure that she knows that we love her as a family. We can either do that if it becomes necessary by benevolent offering, because it's not to be around the world or anything like that. It would be a one-time thing as we determine what is needed, or else we can help her individually. But she is already very appreciative, but she, just like any other young person in these kinds of things with that family life, can feel isolated from time to time, and anything we overtly can do to help her understand she's part of our family and we're going to take care of her no matter what is something that is going to be helpful and good. So I just encourage you to maybe at least tell her we love you and we're thinking of you, and as they make sure that she knows that whatever comes up, that we can help her to cover that, and we're willing to. And it's not an ongoing thing, it's just this one time thing that she needs help on, but she knows it right now. We'll do what we need to take care of it. And does anybody object if we need to take something from Trinity to do so?
No, I offered to give her money to go, and she politely declined. She will be more likely to be responsive to women than to men, whatever that's worth. But
we have just this past week or so, we've talked about it and all, so she does need know the need to go, and that she's willing to accept a little help to get her about at least the doctor's stuff. So, but that's good. I appreciate y'all doing that.
That is all that I have for today. Does anybody have anything that they need to add?
Just remember the singing Saturday.
Singing Saturday. Yeah, Miss 39 and then singing on Saturday.
Seven. That's what we've been doing lately.
Yes, Justin.
I'll be out this next weekend for my grandmother's funeral. And then this day, today's the 11th.
Great.
So we've got the new quarter coming up in March. We had meetings about teachership.
We did. Last week.
You were all of them are covered except for the men's high school, I think. It seemed like last second someone said they were in middle school.
I wasn't there because I was over here.
You're doing the Wednesday night adult.
Yeah, I'm doing Wednesday night adult.
We have, Faith and I have the middle school.
The middle school, right next here, right? So it's only the men's high school. So I do need, you do need to address it. All the others are already covered for them. So we need to know, does the high school what needs to be ordered? If you do need to order, if I need to order, and we need someone. You did this last, no.
I'm doing it now.
So the last two have been done with right. The injustice. So if anyone else is willing to do so, teach a class for them.
We started a new book series because Tommy did that geography one for the adult class. I thought that was pretty good. So that's what he's teaching them now. So we can either just do the next book in that series or something new.
Okay. And Slidey, do you need to order that material?
I think we need to figure out who the teacher is. They may not want to teach that. I got stuck with the book before geography, which was awkward. I got a weird, awkward teenage problems. What was called awkward?
All right. So do you have anyone here who's right now willing to volunteer to teach the most? We got a few people who are out, but
need to be doing it. If we have problems, I can teach it on Wednesday if somebody else would teach on Sunday. But if not, we need to sit down. We don't have any.
Yeah, if we absolutely have to, we can tag team it.
We must not tell anybody except for the ones that are here.
That will work. All right, guys. Appreciate it.